WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Motorists who drive Rock Prairie over the freeway need to prepare for delays today. The Texas Department of Transportation has announced Rock Prairie traffic will be shifted to the new bridge over the freeway. The switch will be taking place in under 30 minutes and will go until about 4:30 today. Before Congress starts its August recess, there's a chance legislation will be passed to return illegal immigrant children to Central America. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan told a telephone town hall audience he supports a House task force recommendation to have the most recent arrivals be the first to return to their homes.
These families will say, hey, I just paid $3,000 or $5,000 or $8,000 to send my child to the United States, and here they're coming back. And I think that will send a powerful message in each of these countries from where these children are coming.
The task force, led by the House Speaker, also calls for the Interior and Agriculture Departments to stop blocking Customs and Border Patrol agents from picking up illegal immigrants on federal land. While Flores calls it a no-brainer and a slam dunk, he told one caller he doesn't know how far the legislation will go, other than to say that if the Senate does pass it, he thinks the president will sign it. The College Station City Council has approved reimbursing a federal agency for money misspent by a local nonprofit.
The city's Community Services Director, Debbie Eller, says they're attempting to recover $181,000 from a housing grant given to Embrace Brazos Valley.
We have policies and procedures in place that we did review after this was identified, and we have strengthened those, so we feel confident that this would not be a repeat occurrence in the future.
Eller says Embrace was supposed to build two new homes for income-eligible homebuyers. Instead, Embrace spent the money on another project outside the city limits. The city's spending general fund money to pay back the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Embrace, which describes itself as a faith-based nonprofit construction ministry, is composing a public response to the council action, according to Chief Financial Officer Bill Edison. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A year and a half in the making, the city of College Station has plans should wildfires threaten the city. A summary of the 201-page report was given at the last council meeting by Fire Chief Eric Hurt and representatives of the Texas A&M Forest Service. A copy of the report is on our website at WTAW.com. The chief says the study took into account the city's extraterritorial jurisdiction, or ETJ.
A spread of a wildfire coming in from the ETJ would be a likely area for it to come from, especially from the south side, since the south winds prevail in this area.
The chief says the study includes all sorts of water supplies, including swimming pools and creeks that can be used in case of wildfires, particularly in heavily wooded areas. The Forest Service previously worked with the city of Bryan on a similar plan. Responsible for the local Texas Trash Off and a partner with the big event, Keep Brazos Beautiful received the Governor's Community Achievement Award, Award of Excellence.
It's a very prestigious award. It's one of the highest level of an environmental awards given in the state of Texas by Keep Texas Beautiful and TxDOT. Our contenders are Dallas and Austin and Houston and Irving and all of those. So we're really kind of going up against some big dogs there, if you will.
KBB Director Amy Reed says the award is given to the top 10% of applicants statewide. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
In today's economic environment, some banks tell you how safe it is to bank with them. Brenham National Bank believes the old adage, "the proof is in the pudding," tells the story. Brenham National Bank has been serving the Brazos Valley for over 81 years, and we think that speaks for itself. The next time your bank moves or changes its name, think about moving your business to us. Brenham National Bank, serving our customers since 1933.
That's what we
Member
do.
FDIC.
Let's do some weather. It's 8:09. Our weather is brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer a loaner program. Your unit goes down. You need to stay cool, obviously. Give them a call at 690-2278. They'll give you one that you can use while they're working on yours.
High pressure in control. We'll have sunshine. Temperatures today up to about 95. There will be some cloudiness around, so we'll include the chance for a shower or a thunderstorm as the day goes on, but the chance is still fairly low. Partly cloudy tonight, lows near 75. Some sun tomorrow, maybe a stray thunderstorm developing during the day, 95 to 100. Partly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Lots of sunshine Thursday. Temperatures are going to reach 95 to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
It's 8:10. We're not California. We're not California. There's a long list of why, but here you go. Underage college students in California enrolled in beer brewing or winemaking classes now may legally drink alcohol during their lessons.
Yeah.
Good.
Provided they spit it out.
Okay, fine.
After sampling. On Monday, California Governor Jerry Brown signed what's been known as, has now been known as the Sip and Spit Law.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So there you go, allowing students at the nation's top viticulture. That's it. Okay, there you go. Schools to taste their alcoholic beverages as part of the culinary curriculum, which I guess probably you do need to taste it.
It's important.
That's right. Come back after class.
The governor didn't do the exhale part of his class that, when he was in.
Well, we know he didn't, I think. I think we're probably fairly sure about that. A dog in Pennsylvania so excited to be reunited that it with its owner that it passed out. You're nodding. You saw this story,
did
you?
I did see the story, yeah.
I mean, I have a dog that gets pretty excited when I get home, but passing out, don't know. 9-year-old schnauzer named Casey was caught on video reunited with a family member she hadn't seen for over 2 years. Casey can be seen running up to Rebecca E. Halt and squealing for a long time and then going completely limp and dropping to the ground. Pooch had never passed out before. Owners were a little worried at first, but visited the vet and everything's fine. And they've been reunited, so good for them. You like to reunite animals with their owners as often as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you have ways to make that very easy.
We do. Yeah. The easiest way is have your animal microchipped.
Yeah.
So then a shelter, a veterinarian, there's some other organizations out there could scan your dog when it's found, take that little microchip number, put it into the lookup database, mm-hmm. and if they're not sure what chip it is, then it'll say, oh, we think this is a Home Again chip or a Avid chip or a 24-hour pet watch, and I could go on with all the chip companies. But and then call that company and say, this is the chip number, and then get in contact with the owner.
Well, just that easy can be done, and it's, you know, it's really very inexpensive.
It is. $25. Come by the shelter.
I mean, think about that. If you know, if you keep your dog for 5 years, it's, $5 a year, really?
Yeah.
That wouldn't be
and
worth
I
it?
Hope you have your dog for five
yep.
years.
Oh, yeah, or longer. Oh, so what else we got going on?
So we have starting to gear down on camp. We have one camp left. That's next week. And then we are pretty much full swing into the fall schedule, which includes Wienerfest. Wienerfest registration went up this past week. So go ahead, get online, fill out your registration forms for the dachshund races, the wannabe a wiener race, the costume contest, vendors, sponsorships, all that jazz is all on the line at aggielanehumane.org. We've had some vendors already coming in. Some of them are, diehard, steadfast mm-hmm. supporters and veterans of the Wiener Fest. So we're glad to see some of them are still coming back and they're on their way to everybody else getting their information in. So again, Wiener Fest, October 4th. I know it seems like a long ways away. It's August almost, about. So we will have again the night before Wiener Fest, the boot camp, so your dog can figure out what it's supposed to be doing. And then you get some tips from some of those folks that have done this before. So, it's a little bit better. You're not kind of completely going out there blind. This Wienerfest is October 4th at Wolfpen Creek. No admission charge to come in and just watch. It's a whole lot of fun to come out, watch, visit with the vendors. And it's a quite wide variety of vendors, from pet-related services to organizations in our community that are out there using their pets as maybe therapy animals or whatever it is. So really great opportunity to talk to some of those and maybe get involved in an organization as well. Other rescue groups are going to be out there. Some of their dogs will be available for adoption. And the shelter will have the t-shirts, the annual Wienerfest t-shirts. None of us have seen them yet.
Uh-huh.
So that's always generally a pretty big secret right up until the event.
Mm-hmm.
So For more information, go to our website, aggielandhumane.org. Again, racers, contestants, and vendors, sponsorships, etc., and sign up for that October 4th, Wienerfest.
We'll look forward to that. And, of course, you can always foster, and, you know, are we going to call it Hagwood Manor? Is that that sounds
pretty good, like,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Jailer play.
Yeah.
So yes, now Earl's on a wow, definite little roll here.
I don't know. Oh, that's the dog. Oh, that's the dog. Oh. That's what that is. Okay.
That dog that was reunited. Yes. Yeah. My dog would squeal, never faint.
All right. So you've fostered how many dogs now?
We're on our third dog. We had Ralph.
Ralph.
Short for Ralph Lauren Polo.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Then we had Gigi, which was Gaga, Lady Gaga.
All
she
right.
was somewhere between a reindeer, a jackrabbit, and something, but she got adopted right away, too.
Okay.
And now we have Fern Dog.
Fern Dog.
Which is a little black lab mix retriever and just walks around with a smile on her face, bringing love and joy and driving Clifford nuts.
Okay.
They have WrestleMania.
Dog WrestleMania.
She'll jump up and grab both paws around his neck, and you know he's 75 pounds, so he'll just slap her with a right forearm, and she'll roll around on the ground. And
they have a great time.
It's funny.
That's good. Well, there you go. And you can
it's been a great
experience
for my kids and the family.
Sure, absolutely. All right, what do we got going on chamber-wise?
Today is the Community Impact Awards luncheon, and that is at Phillips Event Center at Briarcrest, where the Texas A&M Department of Procurement Services and the Chamber recognize minority businesses. The honoraries this year are Jackie's Toys and Books. Anybody know that?
Yeah, I don't know who that is. Yeah, okay, yeah. Uh-huh, yeah.
Monolingo's Fine Jewelry and Celebrity Spa and Salon.
Okay.
And we'll also recognize past winners. So this is just a great time to reach out and recognize those minority-owned businesses in the community that have an impact on our economy.
Mm-hmm.
Business After Hours this month is August 14th at Atkins Toyota from 5:30 to 7. Come on out. Bring your business cards. Have some fun. We'll be giving a check to the 100 Club as part of our softball game. So,
excellent.
Atkins is also a sponsor of our softball classic. The Economic Outlook Briefing Luncheon is Wednesday, October 20th. It's at the College Station Hilton from 11:30 to 1. Caldwell Companies is our sponsor. And this time we're going to be looking at local oil and gas economic development activities. I don't know if you guys heard, but College Station sold them $5 million worth of water.
Mm-hmm.
There's three wells being drilled inside College Station, and there's a plan for over 300 more wells in the area. So this
The land men are busy. Yeah, they are. They are. Yeah.
So that'll be a fun event and informative. Speaking of informative, we have an Inner Circle Briefing Luncheon coming up Tuesday, August 26th, also at the College Station Hilton from 11:30 to 1. And we're going to have Ambassador Crocker, who's also a professor at Texas A&M, talk about the Middle East.
He does know a thing or two about it.
And while we see it as a distant, faraway problem from energy security, national security, war on terror, I mean, these are all things that have an impact on us locally. Even the new influenza project that's being built is a result of the war on terror.
Yeah.
Shop local, get mobile. Mm-hmm. Please look up on our website and download our mobile membership directory. So you can find local establishments to buy from. And our Platinum Member Spotlight this week is St. Joseph's Physicians Clinics.
All right. They want some more information. What do they do?
Sign up for our Insider Report, please. Mm-hmm. We'll give you our calendar of events every Monday morning updated so you'll know what we have. We have something from fee to free, but we do have something for everybody to get involved with the community.
All right, there you go. We visit the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays as well. And our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VandykeRankin.com.
Team in Navasota is all about family fun this summer. And with summer heating up, check out these hot deals. You can get $12,000 off MSRP on Ford Super Duties.
Nice price.
We also have Ford F-150 starting at only $24,988.
Nice price.
And Ford Fusions for just $298 a month.
Nice price.
Let us help you enjoy your summer with a brand new vehicle from Team of Navasota, where you always get a
nice price! Bryan's premier senior retirement community, Watercrest at Bryan, has several apartments available for seniors ready to live a luxurious lifestyle at an affordable price. Located in the prestigious Park Hudson neighborhood, come make Watercrest your home with amenities and activities suited for Bryan College Station seniors. If you're ready to live an active, independent lifestyle with care options available for future needs, then call Watercrest at Bryan now at 979-703-7088 to schedule a tour.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
It looks like stocks will have a positive start. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The futures are pointing higher ahead of the Tuesday session on Wall Street. Better than expected quarterly results from the drug makers Pfizer and Merck helped investor sentiment. Aetna posted stronger than expected quarterly results. United Parcel Service posted stronger second quarter numbers, but its earnings fell short of analyst expectations. Big retailers saw a small pickup in their business last week. Chain store sales were up 0.2% from the prior week. Sales were up more than 4.5% from the same week last year. Honda's coming off a strong quarter despite a drop in North American sales. And the technology startups behind popular ride and apartment sharing apps are targeting business travelers. Airbnb and Uber rolled out new versions of their apps geared toward business bookings. Both firms struck deals to make Concur Technologies' expense reporting software part of the new apps. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
What if I told you you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic11.com. People who have followed this plan at Diabetic11.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic11.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic11.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Diabetic11.com. Watch for free at Diabetic11.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes meds at Diabetic11.com.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Being a good and effective parent may not take as much work as you think it does, and the results can be terrific. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up. Brought to you by Opus. Good times await you with the new Opus season. Get all the season info and order your single and season tickets now at mscopus.org. If you have a lot of credit card debt, let me ask you something. What if there was a way for you to once and for all get out of debt? I mean, really get out of debt without a lot of hassle and no huge fees. Well, there is. You see, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit agency, has a program that can lower your payments, lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and get you out of debt. And Family Financial will do all the work. They'll negotiate with your creditors. They'll handle everything. All you have to do is call to get things started. There's no obligation. Remember, they're a nonprofit agency. There's no hard sell here. Just great advice and friendly service. If all that debt is weighing heavy on you, let Family Financial lift the burden. Call today, 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Family Financial has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt. Call 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Can you love your child too much?
I think a lot of parents believe that they can spoil a child by being too loving. Research studies indicate that you can't be too loving toward a child. You can spoil a child with material possessions, but you can't spoil a child with genuine affection.
Dr. Lawrence Steinberg, author of the book The 10 Basic Principles of Good Parenting, says that's true even in the case of teenagers who at times act as if they don't want affection from their parents.
You know, my experience, Mike, is that teenagers are like that when their parents express affection in public, but that they are not likely to react that way when it's done privately. Even teenagers still like to know that their parents really admire them and care about them.
And when it comes to appropriate punishment for your child,
there are three types of punishments that are very, very effective. For young children, a timeout is a very effective form of punishment, and the general rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for each year that the child is. So 4 minutes for a four-year-old is an effective punishment. A second type of punishment that works very well is some sort of deprivation of privileges, taking something away from the child that the child cares about or enjoys. And then the third, really, and if you have a warm relationship with your child, this is the most effective, is to tell your child that you're disappointed in what he or she did. That often really will change the child's behavior.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Today, the downside risk of racy and sexual photos, no matter how private you think they are. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Summer's the best time of the year. The parties, barbecues. You're always out of the house. But that means it's more important than ever to make sure your home is safe. Most alarm companies make it unbelievably hard. They're full of middlemen, bloated price tags, and locked-in contracts. It's complicated, it's expensive, and it doesn't have to be. That's why I love SimpliSafe. This is the best home security system around. SimpliSafe was built by a Harvard-educated engineer. It's totally state-of-the-art and costs a fraction of what you'd expect. You get 24/7 protection, the latest security technology, and it's only $14.99 a month. There's no long-term contracts. How easy is that? The whole thing arrives pre-programmed, ready to start protecting your home. This is such great protection for your home and family. Protect your home the smart way. Go to SimpliSaveKim.com now to save an extra 10%. That's SimpliSaveKim.com. SimpliSaveKim.com. Law enforcement agencies across the country are warning of a growing crime problem called sextortion. If you, like millions, have private but sexually oriented photos of yourself or loved ones stored on your electronic devices, consider that when the device falls into the wrong hands, so do the photos. Sextortion occurs when the thief finds the photos on the device and then demands some kind of payment to keep them from being published. More often, the thief is just a pervert who demands that you send him even more photos. And it's not just device theft. A 28-year-old California man broke into hundreds of social media, email, and Skype accounts to obtain naked personal photographs. Federal agents discovered at least 1,100 photos of naked or semi-naked women on his computer. In short, while taking and viewing the photos can be exciting, the downside risk is off the charts. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
At Allen Honda, we believe summer isn't just a time of the year. It's something you do. And whether it's family road trips or cruising with good friends, summer happens in a Honda. Right now at Allen Honda's Super Summer Sale, lease a new Honda Civic for under $220 a month with zero due at signing. We'll even make the first payment for you. Stop by Allen Honda today or visit AllenHonda.com.
36-month lease plus tax and fees with approved credit, zero due at signing, 12,000 miles per year in 731-2014. See dealer for complete details.
Cooling milk, saving lives. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Millions of gallons of milk are wasted each year in India because small farms there can't keep the milk cool. Electricity is sporadic, and milk spoils in just 5 hours. Electrical engineer Soren Grama realized the solution to their problem was what he calls a thermal battery, a device that could be chilled and then discharge cooling evenly without electricity for hours.
When we discharge a thermal battery, we wanted a very constant temperature for as long as possible, and then once that temperature starts to rise, meaning the battery is discharging, that means you need to recharge it.
Grama says they now have 60 systems installed in India and are also turning their attention to other markets, including small farmers who need to keep produce fresh, and even a system for a microbrewery in Boston. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures. Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right. My kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
Hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn Water Parks. With unique experiences in New Braunfels, Galveston Island, and South Padre Island, there's something for everyone. Purchase tickets, make resort reservations, and view water park schedules at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. One of two budget amendments approved at the last College Station City Council meeting pays back a misspent federal housing grant.
Community Services Director Debbie Eller says the Department of Housing and Urban Development will get $181,000 because Embrace Brazos Valley used the money on a project outside the city limits.
This is the first time since I have worked for the city that we've identified an issue with one of our funded partners. I've been here for 15 years.
Eller did not give specifics on how the city's attempting to get reimbursed from Embrace.
We are attempting to resolve the situation, and it, you know, can't say specifically what it will lead to in the future.
Embrace Chief Financial Officer Bill Edison says they're composing a response to the council action. Embrace, which describes itself as a faith-based nonprofit construction ministry, was supposed to build two homes in College Station for income-eligible buyers. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
More traffic delays are expected today around the freeway at freeway exit at Rock Prairie Road. The Texas Department of Transportation says starting just a few moments ago and all the way up until about 4:30, traffic will be moved to the newly built north side of the bridge. That will allow construction to continue on the south side. The more than $5 million project won't be completed until next spring, as construction will extend west on Rock Prairie to Normand Drive, which is on the other side of College Station Medical Center. Changes to veterans' health care may be voted on by Congress before the week is over. During a telephone town hall meeting, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says a conference committee has resolved all but one issue. Flores, who is on the committee, says a Republican senator wants language that ensures no part of $10 billion goes to the Veterans Administration.
He's got a point, but we've already got language in the bill that says that the money is directed only to the Choice Care Program, and I think he's just wanting sort of what I'd call belt suspenders type language to say, okay, you've got a prohibition about how it can be used.
Flores says the $10 billion would pay private providers to treat vets who live more than 40 miles away from a VA facility and those who live close enough but can't be seen in a timely manner. Flores also says one of the funding sources of the Veterans Choice Program is not paying bonuses to VA employees.
Other thing that we've done is we want to have accountability of the federal employees in the VA. And so provisions of the VA bill will say that the Secretary of the VA has the authority to terminate low-performing senior employees on an accelerated basis.
Veterans issues received 4% of the vote as the most important issue facing Americans based on callers from Brazos, Robertson, Burleson, Milam, and Lee counties. Getting the most support, 29%, was presidential overreach. The full list and a podcast of the town hall is online at WTAW.com. As wildfires continue to be a threat, local firefighting agencies have been preparing more formal responses. The Texas A&M Forest Service recently completed a 201-page plan with College Station. Fire Chief Eric Hurt told the City Council at its last meeting the plan identifies every potential water source.
Swimming pools, creeks, streams, anything you can think of where we may have to draft out of or have a helicopter come in and drop a bucket into.
Hurt says outreach programs have started with homeowner associations with a Forest Service program called Ready, Set, Go.
Basically what it does is gives a very condensed version of the type of fire threats that are in the area and what to do if that threat does become a reality.
Online at WTAW.com is a copy of the College Station Wildfire Attack Report. A similar plan was done by the Forest Service and the City of Bryan. Part of the community for a quarter century, Keep Brazos Beautiful competes statewide among Keep Texas Beautiful organizations with over 130,000 residents. While Irving received the Governor's Community Achievement Award this year, KBUB Executive Director Amy Reed says she's quite pleased with the Award of Excellence.
So while we did not receive the actual GCAA,
we were recognized for being in the top 10% of applicants across the state. And so that really says something about our community that we received this recognition. And so we're just really, really excited about it.
Partnering annually with projects like the Big Event and Behind the Texas Trash Off local events, Keep Brazos Beautiful has also coordinated with Keep Texas Beautiful and TxDOT on beautification projects like Unity Plaza on Texas and Rosemary across from the new Cafe Excel location. As Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott appeals a decision by a federal San Antonio judge that the same-sex marriage ban is unconstitutional, supporters of gay marriage wield petitions with over 5,000 signatures into the lobby of his office. According to this supporter, it's time for Texas to join the rest of the U.S.
I think, though, that the more people in our state see our families, see us raising children, the more hearts and minds will change, and I think Texas will go the way that the nation will go, and that is to support marriage equality.
The group intended to drop the petition off, but was informed by the office that they cannot accept the petitions in person. Instead, they walked four blocks to a post office and mailed them all. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 77 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. More news at noon or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Bank and Trust is ready to serve your every banking need. We're the largest locally owned community bank in Bryan College Station, and we're invested in our community. That's why loan approvals and other key decisions are made locally by people who live in our community, have face-to-face relationships with our customers, and understand your local needs. From small business loans to construction loans and everything in between, our team can guide you through the process every step of the way. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Early on, over 30 years ago, David Gardner really realized the thing that he enjoyed most about being in the jewelry business was designing jewelry, coming up with different creations and then taking them and customizing them for people. And David's been doing that really since some of his first creations. And you can see that. They're similar, but they're not exactly the same because they've been personalized. That's part of the David Gardner difference. And, you know, David not only designs jewelry, but he has members of his team there who do. And, of course, they're other names that they have as well that you'll recognize when it comes to jewelry. You know, there are people who feel intimidated if they walk into a jewelry store saying, I can't afford anything in there. That's not true at all. Because David Gardner wants to find a way to get you the piece of jewelry that you're looking for that'll fit into the budget and also be just right for that special occasion. So stop in and, you know, if you haven't done a lot of shopping in a jewelry store, then let David Gardner show you what they have available, again, within your price range and the way that you want it to be used, whether functional or fancy. David Gardner's there at 911 University Drive.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Good morning. Coming up on 8:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure in control. We'll have sunshine. Temperatures today up to about 95. There will be some cloudiness around, so we'll include the chance for a shower or a thunderstorm as the day goes on, but the chance is still fairly low. Partly cloudy tonight, lows near 75. Some sun tomorrow, maybe a stray thunderstorm developing during the day, 95 to 100. Partly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Lots of sunshine Thursday. Temperatures going to reach 95 to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Yeah, just looking to see. I mean, way up in North Texas, they've got a little bit of shower activity. Have some out in New Mexico, and then there's some south of Louisiana. But pretty much, and there's a little bit just started to form south of Fort Worth. But aside from that, we don't have any shower activity yet. But, you know, that's the thing that's great is as it gets warmer today, then we do have a pop-up shower possible.
I was on vacation over the weekend. I was coming back, actually yesterday, because I had yesterday off.
Mm-hmm.
I was coming back and around the I-20 corridor, I guess, kind of running from Shreveport to Dallas, there's quite a bit of rain. It was pretty heavy at times, too.
Wow.
A lot of storms. But, yeah, nothing like that whenever I got down farther down I-45, I guess. Yeah.
A little bit, Wichita Falls, Gainesville, that Graham, that area, they've got a little bit of shower activity right there. But the big glob of it is is offshore and out in the Gulf. But, you know, again, it's late July.
And we're all the way out of drought conditions.
Yeah.
100% of Brazos County.
That's cool.
Oh,
glad
sweet.
To hear that. And, yeah, I don't know, I've had to water the lawn at the house a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's but, you know, still, it's July. You expect that you're going to have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll go from there. So according to a blog post on the dating site OkCupid, like Facebook founder Christian Rutter admitted, they've tried various experiments on their users.
Uh-oh.
He's pretty blunt. He said, guess what, everybody? If you use the Internet, you are the subject of hundreds of experiments at any given time on every site.
Well, now that's true.
He said that's how websites work. The post then went on to describe some of the experiments that they've done on this site, OkCupid. One experiment is to test if love really is blind. They temporarily removed the user's photos from their profiles to see how that would affect their interactions. And unsurprisingly, the site's traffic went down a ton. However, men and women who actually tried out the blind date reported that having a good time, regardless of how attractive their date was. They also discovered that women who went on dates with more attractive men were reportedly less happy than those who went on dates with less attractive men.
That's odd.
That is a little bit unusual, it seems.
There's hope. There's hope for the rest of us.
Okay, now Mr. Rutter also pointed out that once the photos were restored, the same women went back to relying on looks to dictate whether or not they responded to the messages, concluding that people are exactly as shallow as technology will allow them to be.
Yeah.
So there you are, surprise there.
And I like how women always like to put that front, oh, well, you know, guys are just pigs, they're right. So shallow. No, women, there are some women that are just as shallow, if not more than guys.
And it's pointed out right there. That's you got the science now. Another experiment tried to figure out if there was a correlation between how users scored each other for looks and personality based on the photos of the people that they found attractive. And not surprisingly, users rated other people higher if they found the photo attractive, even if the rest of their profile was blank. Again, how shallow do you want to be? Finally, they tested if people were more likely to contact and interact with someone simply based on an OkCupid recommendation saying that they were highly compatible.
Hmm.
The study found users who were told they were well-matched were much more likely to exchange messages and interact with one another, even if they were actually incompatible by the site's own merits. So, again, there you go.
But I've always wondered about that, too. I mean, granted, you want to share things with some people, but, you know, they always say opposites attract as well.
Sure.
So if you're missing, like, your opposite, if they're only matching you with people that you have all these shared interests with, then your opposite's out there somewhere waiting for love.
That's right. And again, there could be some compatibility there that you're not being able to connect with.
Right.
All right, here you go. More computer news. Antivirus software, often just as insecure as the software that it's meant to protect you, or unsecure would be a better word for that, than what you're meant to be protected from.
Mm-hmm.
Security conference in Beijing, a researcher claimed they found flaws in antivirus engines found at the very hearts of many major antivirus software products, including Avast, Bitdefender, AVG Commando, Clam AV, Dr. Web, ESET, F-Secure, Panda, and eScan. Now, they did say that Avast has put patches in, but apparently they're about the only one out of the 17 major antivirus programs that they looked at. So, let's see. Again, always update, right? Whenever possible.
I can believe that. I mean, it almost seems like the antivirus stuff is worse than the actual virus. Because, I mean, it'll pop up all the time. I mean, I don't usually sign up for those, but just saying it'll generally, oh, you have to check whatever. And
well, you know, what I've noticed is that as it gets close to the renewal time, all of a sudden you start getting bombed with stuff. Yeah. I mean, is it just me, or is that really true, you know?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like they almost open the gate just a little bit to let some of those rapscallions in there and start spamming you or whatever.
Be a shame if you lost some of your files there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly going, huh, see what could happen? So, Don't you want to just give
we're
us
useful.
A
little more money? Renew us. We're useful.
Yeah, exactly. All right, dust. You get rid of it, it comes back.
Oh, yeah.
So, what exactly is dust?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Yeah, I know. You really don't. And where does it come from?
Yeah. You don't want to know.
I've seen it like on a microscopic cell some or size, and it's almost like it's, I don't know, some kind of creatures or.
Well, yeah.
It's part of, it is part of a creature.
It is. It's us.
You.
It's us. A team of scientists in Arizona say that it consists basically of a potpourri of dead skin shed by people, fibers from carpets and furniture, airborne particles and dirt tracked in from outside. They even say it can include lead, arsenic, and other bad stuff from the soil and air. Oh, my God, we're all going to die. dust is going to kill us. The best way to reduce your household dust is have efficient doormats at every entrance, wash your sheets and towels, often where their dead skin cells are hiding, and vacuum everything.
Mm-hmm.
So there you are. And actually, I think the air tightness of your house makes a difference.
I'm sure it does.
I mean, that's just... Now, we have puppies, and so there's dog dander on top of human dander.
Yeah,
dander,
I was about to
and
say
so
it's...
That hurts, too. And but nonetheless, just note that.
I saw a similar study that said your mattress, and I don't want to quote the exact number, but your mattress gains a few pounds over its 7 or 10 year life.
Don't we play like a PSA or something on one of ours that's talking about that you got to get rid of them every 10 years something like that?
Yep. You know, because they got all that dead skin in
it's
there.
Now 2% you
and it sweat.
It's 2% you. Yeah, right, and sweat. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. It's so there you are. Ever spend a night in a hotel?
Okay, right.
All right, so now, it says here, have you downloaded a bug repellent app? Have you heard of such a thing?
Yeah, I know what they're talking about.
Well, it says there are several that claim to repel mosquitoes. The anti-mosquito sonic repeller emits a high-frequency sound, which is supposed to keep mosquitoes away. The mosquito repellent app, which is available from Green Mobile, claims to do the same thing. One problem, according to Dr. June Lee... He says, the noise may keep male mosquitoes away, females cannot hear it, and they are the ones that bite.
Oh, no.
So, okay. Oh, you say no?
No, that's true.
It could, yeah. That's... I just, let's go back to just those stinky old citronella candles and see how that works out.
There were some British shops using a similarly high-pitched noise, but it was only audible to teenagers. And they'd use that to keep the kids away from
them.
Their stores.
Yeah.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Indulge in edible works of art like designer cupcakes and cookies, handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons.
And for a perfect summer treat, cool off with a cup or cone of handmade Italian gelato or dairy-free sorbet.
The Chocolate Gallery freshly prepares different flavors all the time, so find your favorite.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
At Allen Honda, we believe summer isn't just a time of the year. It's something you do. And whether it's family road trips or cruising with good friends, summer happens in a Honda. Right now at Allen Honda's Super Summer Sale, lease a new Honda Civic for under $220 a month with zero due at signing. We'll even make the first payment for you. Stop by Allen Honda today or visit allenhonda.com.
36-month lease plus tax and fees with approved credit, zero due at signing, 12,000 miles per year in 731-2014. See dealer for complete details.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
848, News Talk 1620, WTAW, after a hard day of work. Okay, we don't have hard days at work here. We may have long days of work, but this is not hard work.
When you're not used to getting up this early, Scott, hard.
But that's long, though. Oh, by the way, so you got a game tonight, too?
Yeah,
we got
Bombers tonight.
All right, but you didn't have it last night, though.
No.
All right, but you're not working here tomorrow, so that's that week that Kevin was gone. Yeah, you got to put in your long week then, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's it. Anyhow, so let's say that you do work hard, okay, and you know you're doing that stuff. So what you do is you come home, you want to sit down in front of the TV, maybe play games, whatever, to relax. Well, that in fact could backfire, according to a study in the Journal of Communication. Researchers watched participants who watch TV or play video games after a stressful day at work. And the result, instead of feeling relaxed or rewarded, the gamers and the couch potatoes ended up feeling like failures with higher levels of guilt. Huh? While that TV or device time may in fact help you detach from the stress of the work, it also helps you detach from life and potentially productive post-work hours that could make you feel better. So you're sitting down there shooting stuff up and you don't really feel good. All you've done is blow up a bunch of people. And so there you are.
Oh, you're talking about, okay, video games.
Well, I hope we're not blowing real people up. Yeah, that's it. Hello.
Good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
Well, we're doing fine. How are things at the Nuclear Institute?
Oh, it's doing fine.
Great.
You know, I've been having a lot of sleepless nights.
Have you?
Yes, sir.
Why?
I've been trying to figure out and calculate what my heat index would be if I was walking 4 miles an hour.
Thank you. Just a slight difference. Not exactly sure what it would be. And if you find out, then let us know. Surprise here, social media makes people feel inadequate when they compare their lives to others.
Yeah.
Haven't we done this one about 7 or 8 times?
Man.
Do we keep doing it until we find one that makes us feel better about ourselves?
That's why I only friend request loser people. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, 62.
There's an idea.
Yeah. Are you a loser? Can I friend you? Yeah.
Loser book.
62% of users on Facebook and Twitter say they feel inadequate compared to others, and 60% feel outright jealousy. Half of the users surveyed by the British charity Scope between the ages of 18 and 34 said the social media made them feel ugly. Really? And 30% said that social media made them feel lonely.
People are only going to put up their most exciting things that they're doing and the most beautiful pictures that they take.
Do a glam shot.
Them hanging out with their significant other or baby pictures.
They're off someplace, you know, jetting around, going on vacation. British women surveyed by a company, said that the top three reasons that women were unhappy with their photos on social media was, number one, looking fat, number two, looking drunk.
Some I know don't care about that.
Looking drunk. And number three, looking unprepared, which covered the bases of anything like coming out of a pool with wet hair to having smeared makeup.
Oh, no.
That would be the definition of a first world problem, I think.
I always looked unprepared whenever I take pictures anyways because I just have that look on my face.
Well, but again, you don't what? You going to pose for this? Being caught in the moment is what it's supposed to be, isn't it?
Girls want to pose for every single picture they take. It doesn't matter where they're at.
Oh, get rid of that one. Yeah, get rid of that one.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. The dynamic duo of Dustin Summers and Jason Kernovich. They have founded a company called Pilot and Captain. It's an online store that sells quirky little T-shirts and tote bags printed with your favorite airport call signs on them.
Okay.
Why? Why would you care? Maybe you can't actually make it to JFK or LAX. Well, now you can look like you have. Man, I guess after you've been on Facebook and you're feeling badly about yourself, you want people to think you've flown to Toronto. Is that it? That makes you feel
good. And I stayed in the airport.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't get out of the airport, and I had to stay there for a few days. Anyway, they state that the Pilot and Captain is about the good old days of planes, trains, and discovery. Whether you're planning an adventure, rooting for your home team, or just hunting for souvenirs, you're welcome aboard. In other words, we don't care why you're here, just spend money.
Who might you save?
Your mother, your father, your husband, uncle, aunt, son.
Learn FAST, F-A-S-T, the sudden signs of a stroke. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. You could save.
Your friend, teacher, boss.
So learn FAST, then pass it on, because you never know who might save you.
Your wife, your colleague.
Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Sir, we're out.
out of ink again.
What? We can't go over budget again.
We don't need to pay more to print when we can call Cartridge World.
Cartridge World?
They sell refilled ink and toner cartridges, saving us up to 40% on refills. Cartridge World has a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they sell black, color ink, and toner along with all the major brands.
Cartridge World is going to save us a lot of money.
Enough to give me a raise? Just kidding.
Cartridge World. Why pay more to print? In the Brian Tejas Center. Call 823-4800. Like us on Facebook.
Howdy, Ags. This is Laurie Corbelli, the head coach of your Fightin' Texas Aggie volleyball team. Our players and staff have been hard at work preparing for the upcoming season, and we're excited to get back on the court and play in front of the 12th man, the best fans in the nation. Season tickets are available for purchase and start as low as $65. Head to 12thman.com or call 888-99-AGGIE to place your order today. I hope you'll join us and stand with the 12th man at Reed Arena this fall. Gig 'em!
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Good morning. About 5 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Rumor has it that Stephen Hawking has been frequenting a New York, a California strip club.
I've heard about that.
Hey, what?
What?
Yeah. No, this came out.
It's a big deal.
Year and a half ago. He really enjoys the performance arts.
Okay. He's 70. Allegedly has been a member of the Freedom Acres Swingers Club for at least 4 years.
Oh, man.
Okay. Oh, there we go.
That's just not right.
It says here, reportedly, he doesn't mind customers snapping selfies of him. Okay. All right. We'll put that right over there on the unusual file. Freddie Prinze Jr. says the most difficult person to work with in show business is Kiefer Sutherland.
I saw that. Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
He trashed this guy at Comic-Con. He said, I did 24. It was terrible. I hated every minute of it. I just wanted to quit the business after that, so I just sort of stopped. Kiefer was the most unprofessional dude in the world. That's not me talking trash. I'd say it to his face. I think everyone that worked with him has said that. He added, I worked for Vince McMahon at WWE, but at least he was cool and tall. I didn't have to take my shoes off to do a scene with him, which they made me do at 24. Just put that guy on an Apple box and don't hire me next time. You know, I'm 6 feet and he's 5'4". Actually, apparently he's 5'9", but he's kind of a short guy.
Why is Freddie Prinze? I mean, you look at the two, and arguably, I mean, Kiefer, and
yeah.
Then Freddie Prinze is. What has he done seriously since like Summer Catcher?
Or well, or yeah, what has he done? Again. This is Jack Bauer, okay?
You're on Jack Bauer's show. You take your shoes off for Jack Bauer.
Exactly.
You don't tell him no.
I mean, he's out. He's always out of breath, which I don't understand, but he saves the world every week. So, come on. Let's get our priorities straight. All right, Forbes magazine has put out their list of the highest paid country artists. There you go. In at number 9, George Strait. He won't make as much next year, but $26 million. Rascal Flatts in at number 8. Number 7 is Keith Urban. Number 6 is the Zac Brown Band. Number 5 is Luke Bryan. Jason Aldean is number 4. Number 3 is Kenny Chesney. The top two pretty much separate themselves from the pack. That'd be Taylor Swift at $64 million. Toby Keith, the second year in a row, at $65
really?
Million. Dollars.
Oh, yes. I can't believe that.
Yeah, I didn't know he did that. I didn't know he did those kind of
numbers.
I mean,
he really hadn't come out with a whole lot of new, I mean, Red Solo Cup, maybe.
But again, and of course, he is who he is. He's got that. And I get he has restaurants too, right? I mean, he does.
I mean,
a bunch
of stuff. He ventures out in a lot of different things.
But anyway, so there you go. That's your top 9 as far as country acts are concerned of making money. So now we're hearing more and more about the new. Oh, I got a Garth Brooks story if you care.
Yeah.
Garth Brooks. He's only announced one city, you know, for his comeback tour. Tickets went on sale Friday. For 4 shows at Chicago's Allstate Arena, which used to be the Rosemount Horizon. Anyway, it's close to O'Hare Airport. By 2 p.m., all 4 shows were sold out. 6 more were added for a total of 10 concerts. They'll run September 4th through the 6th, then the 11th through the 14th, and they will do 2 shows a night in some cases. For instance, on September the 13th, which is Saturday, he'll perform at 6 o'clock and at 10:30. That has not really been done among major acts since the Rolling Stones and Elvis would fill arenas twice in one night. So, again, I guess he's timed it just about right. It's time for him to get back out on the road. So there you go. And again, they'll keep, I don't remember what he said ticket prices were, but they're pretty reasonable, I think. None of that three-digit type stuff.
Oh, he's doing it with Trisha. So.
Yeah, that's true. It's like a package show. And again, you know, when he did his tour here, he did the same thing. He said, we'll do as many shows as we have to till we use them all up. All right, on this date, 1914, this was probably pretty cool. The first transcontinental telephone call.
Ah.
New York to San Francisco. I mean, again, that's pretty amazing stuff back in 1914. 1981, Prince Charles married Lady Diana Spencer. A lot of people saw that. 2003, Bill Mueller, Boston Red Sox, first player in Major League history to hit grand slams from both sides of the plate in a single game. Yes, he beat the Texas Rangers.
You think they had to dial one for that first telephone call for English?
Hello? All right, we're back tomorrow. It's 9 o'clock, WTAW, College Station Friday. Fox.